www.thebeatmaster.com. Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the program. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for Free Talk Live. We were dominating the charts in podcast in the podcasting world last month, but every month the charts reset. So now we need to climb all the way back up to the top, and competition is heating up, so we need your help. Go to freetalklive.com right now. Click on Vote for FTL. It's right there next to What's New. It's also on top of the archive section. It's all over the place. Vote for FTL. And then all you have to do is punch in your email address, click Vote Now. You can leave a comment if you'd like. And then they'll send you a confirmation email to your email account. You just open that email, click the link inside, you're done. And that's kind of like your reward to us for
coming in every night.
Yeah, for giving you this show for free and all of the features on the website for free. All the other shows in Talk Radio Land charge you a $5 a month fee or more for their access, for their archives. And we give you the last 6 days free. There's no membership section. There's no money section at freetalklive.com. So we're just asking for your vote. That's it. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, but it's your show. You can literally take control and bring up anything from politics to personal stuff. Heck, we'll even talk about pop culture if necessary.
That's right. And that does mean anything at all.
That's right.
A lot of people who listen to the show will be thinking, oh, yeah, anything as long as it's what they want to talk about. No, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about at the time. If we're talking about a one-world government and you want to share with us that you're eating a tasty frozen delight, well, feel free to pick up your phone and share your stories of your tasty frozen delight with us.
Speaking of tasty frozen delight, I had some ice cream today, which was quite tasty. It's the Breyers brand, and they've got a cheesecake, like a cherry cheesecake style ice cream.
Strawberry cheesecake
strawberry
is my
cheesecake.
Favorite.
That's what it is.
I love strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
Yeah. Oh. That's what it is. It's got a graham cracker crust spread throughout the actual ice cream.
If I'm not careful, that stuff will make me fat, though.
You're welcome to have some of it. It is really so good. And I thought, I was worried it was going to be really extremely rich, but it's really not. It's actually something to where you can have a bunch of it, and it's tolerable. Because if it was real thick like cheesecake or something like that, I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Sure.
Because I love cheesecake, but I can only usually eat a few bites of it. See what you've done?
There's your product plug.
Cheesecake. No. Well, anyway. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about a little crazy relationship story.
Ah, online dating. Always a wise move. Well, here's what we got. This is a story out of Taiwan. A Taiwanese man who used a different identity through the internet to double date his own girlfriend has committed suicide after the girl fell for his email-based alter ego.
Oh, my goodness.
This man, age 20, a shop clerk in Taipei County, began dating his high school classmate in the spring. Hoping to find out if his girlfriend really loved him, he also dated her on the internet, posing as Mr. J, while continuing to date her in real life.
Mm-hmm.
As she did not tell him that she was dating Mr. J on the internet...
This girl's kind of sneaky. Never told him.
He became frustrated because he believed that lovers should share all their secrets.
Well, then, of course she never told him.
She never told him that she was seeing another guy.
Right. You
know? Well, then...
Not really seeing him. Just writing
him. Yeah, just writing him emails. Then one day, she told him that she had fallen in love with Mr. J and wanted to break up with him.
Mm.
Gosh.
So... He killed himself by burning charcoal in his bedroom on Monday night.
Wait a minute. What was that? Does that produce smoke that's deadly or something like that?
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
Right, okay.
You know, people do the car in the garage thing. No, he burned charcoal in his bedroom.
Yeah,
just, I'll bring the grill inside. You know, maybe he planned it right. You know, just, he gets a big pile of charcoal, sets up a grate, plans it right so he'll fall on the grate and people can have something, you know, tasty.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
I had to turn it into a cannibalism story, didn't you?
Well, I'm not really...
It's all about eating stuff for you, isn't it, man?
I'm into Asian food, so... but he left two suicide notes. Two separate suicide notes. One to his parents and one to his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
In his letter to the girlfriend, he wrote, "Do you remember your internet friend? That is me. But I never thought our love would have such an ending."
That is brutal.
Yeah.
What a bizarre story.
I don't even know... I could not see killing myself over a relationship that I was so unsure of to begin with that I had to make up an online alter ego to try and catch my own girlfriend cheating.
It's a really bizarre story.
Well, I could definitely... I see the part about making up an alter ego to catch the girlfriend cheating. That part kind of makes sense. I mean, he wanted to put her to the test.
In a twisted way.
He wanted to put her to the test, but killing yourself over it? That's totally nuts. I mean, dude, you just found out some very valuable information. Take it, move on, learn from the info, and... try it again with the next girl, I guess. I mean, if it was successful with one, you should probably try it again with another one. But killing yourself over that just is crazy.
It's a bad move.
I guess one less crazy person in the world, huh?
Right, so she's going to feel bad for a little while and then find some other guy.
Well, now she's out of luck because she lost her regular boyfriend and Mr. J.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the double loser in this case. You know?
That's a good point.
I mean,
no, he's the big loser. Trust me.
No, not really, because all he lost was...
Life
the only
on
thing
Earth.
That he lost was he lost that girl who was kind of a, you know, bad person to be with in the first place, and he saved himself a lifetime of living like him. I mean, he saved himself continuing to live with his own mind, which is just a terrible, terrible thing.
He has control over his own mind. He has changed his mind.
I am glad that people like that kill themselves. I'm just going to make that statement right now. When I read a story like this and I hear that somebody like that has killed themselves, I am a happy man.
The world is a better place.
I'm sad that a tormented soul has come to a bad end, is how I feel.
Is he automatically deserving of respect because he died?
I'm sad that a tormented soul has come to an end.
No, I don't understand. This is actually something I wanted to bring up, and it kind of stems from something that's been happening on the BBS that you can check out at freetalklive.com. There's a post that was made about Terry Schiavo.
Mm. There are many posts that were made about Terry Schiavo.
I made an insensitive comment.
Okay.
Because I enjoy making insensitive comments. And there's a...
Because you get interesting reactions from them, right?
I do. And there was a poll that's posted on the BBS right now where you can go and vote for which flame war in the history of Free Talk Live is your favorite.
Well, now what's a flame war?
Where people on the bulletin board system just start calling each other names and just being terrible to one another. It's just a shouting match.
Got it.
What's
the worst
in history? A comment, somebody made a Terry Schiavo comment saying, you know, just making fun of her inability to speak when she had the feeding tube in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, that's not the sound that she made. The sound that she made this afternoon was beep, beep, beep. You know, because
she didn't make that sound.
No, I know, her heart monitor did. So, anyway, someone posted back saying, have a little respect, the woman is dead. And I need to know, at what point, in what way does dying make you worth more? I just don't understand. No one was complaining when I was, sure, some people were complaining when I was making Terry Schiavo comments when she was alive. No one, that individual didn't have any problems with any jokes I made about her while she was alive. The moment she died, it became a bad thing to make fun of her.
That's a great question.
How does dying make your life worth more? I want someone who's listening who thinks now that she's dead, she's have respect for the dead. What does that mean? Why?
Yeah, you're right. I've heard it a lot, and now that you bring it up, it does make sense. It's a good question.
Perhaps
I don't have an answer.
Die and find out.
You know, if I die, the only thing that I can be judged on is what I've done up until the moment that I died, and if none of that was worthy of respect, then me being dead definitely is not. You know, there's nothing that I can do that will be respectable from that point forward, so just the fact that I'm not alive anymore doesn't make me special. It makes me less special because I, from that point forward, am useless and contribute nothing.
Perhaps it's all about the pain that other people are feeling due to a dead loved one.
Oh, I have respect for those people, but don't need to have respect for the dead
person.
Well,
maybe they're suggesting that you're disrespecting their pain by disrespecting the person.
Or if they saw the disrespectful comment,
they
feel
bad. Because they feel bad. It's all about feelings. 1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control of the show.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Let's talk about marijuana, shall we?
Okay.
Marijuana. Did we do this? Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Did we do that?
We did now.
There we go. New report from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws pegs the costs of marijuana law enforcement. That's normal. Pegs the costs of marijuana law enforcement in the United States at $7.6 billion.
Taxpaying dollars.
Yeah. And finds that the escalating marijuana arrests over the past two decades have failed to have any impact on marijuana use rates or other indicators chosen by drug enforcers to measure their so-called success in the war on drugs. what marijuana law enforcement has accomplished.
Do you think that if they did away with all marijuana laws, that use of marijuana, the use rate would go up?
Unlikely. If it was to, it would be very slight. It might spike up a bit, but then actually what they found in, I think it's Holland, right? Holland, where it's semi-legal,
mm-hmm.
right.
Amsterdam. They found that the usage spiked up for a bit and then went down to below the prohibition levels.
Why do you think that is?
Because the forbidden fruit aspect was taken away from it. It wasn't as cool anymore because it wasn't illegal.
Mm.
I think that's why. In fact, they've even found that not only did usage amongst the population do that, but also kids in high school, for instance, are now less likely than American kids to smoke marijuana.
Really?
In Amsterdam.
Wow.
Yeah. Because of the forbidden fruit aspect. So whether that makes them more likely to go snort cocaine, I don't know. But
I wouldn't think so. At that point, it's not a gateway drug.
Right.
It's not a gateway drug because it's not illegal anymore.
They're just more likely to go drip PCP into their eyes.
What marijuana law enforcement has accomplished, the study found, is hundreds of thousands of arrests each year, with the burden of criminal sanctions borne disproportionately by the young and the non-white. Current marijuana policies, and by the way, those hundreds of thousands of arrests translate into millions and millions of more dollars for police departments. Yeah, if not billions. Current marijuana policies, which rely heavily on criminal penalties, are wholly ineffective at controlling the use and sale of marijuana, the study concluded.
Yep.
Authored by researcher and longtime marijuana watcher John Getman, it includes a wealth of data on the costs associated with pot law enforcement, as well as a state-by-state and demographic analysis of who is being arrested under the marijuana laws. And it is not a pretty picture. Marijuana law enforcement is effectively racially biased, study found, with blacks being arrested for marijuana offenses at a rate twice what would be expected based on their usage levels. While adult blacks constitute 11.9% of annual marijuana users, they account for 23% of all marijuana possession arrests in the United States.
Well, what about, are they more likely to try to sell marijuana as a living, though?
These are possession arrests, that's all. Not sales arrests, not distribution arrests, but possession arrests. Those who had it with them in their car,
well,
et cetera.
It's use versus possession arrests? Is that what you're saying?
No. Sales versus possession. There's some very distinct categories of marijuana crimes. There's possession, there's paraphernalia, and then there's sales or distribution.
Right. The question was the two percentages that you just gave, what were they for? The first percentage was what?
Oh, okay. 11.9% of marijuana users, and they're also blacks also account for 23% of marijuana possession arrests.
So, okay. Well, many times sales, people that are selling, are given possession arrests, though, because they plead down or whatever.
I don't know why it is that you have this obsession with assuming that most marijuana dealers are black, Manwich.
I didn't say that.
That is what you're insinuating there.
I'm just asking, because people often will re-spin information the other direction. And I'm just trying to find out what's the truth.
Well, the truth is marijuana dealers are black, white, Hispanic, and all every other color, because everybody of all ethnic groups smoke marijuana.
I'd have to agree.
Okay. There's no evidence out there that's going to tell you that most dealers are black or white or Hispanic. I don't know what the division is.
I think there's a certain mentality in black culture that I'm familiar with, and I don't know how blacks are everywhere, just what I'm familiar with, that it's cool for young black males not to work.
I think that probably where you're getting that from is the fact that we have a government that restricts the freedom of people who are of the poorer aspect, if you will. People who don't have a lot of money are restricted as far as the things that they can do with the money that they do have.
Mm-hmm.
Poor blacks, just like poor whites and poor Hispanics, aren't able to go open up the business they've always wanted to go open because the laws prevent them from doing so. And so since they're kind of kept in this poverty trap by the system, some of them can only see selling drugs as a way out, as the only way out, the only legitimate way to make enough money to get out of the hood, if you will.
I'll tell you what. I went to a school with a friend. His name was Reggie. He was a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him out on the street years later. And I said, hey, so what are you doing, man? You know, just asking what he's doing for where he's working.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't work. You know, like he was indignant about it.
Really?
Indignant. Now, if I feel like, and I may be wrong.
As if you offended him by assuming that he must have a job?
Yes. And I feel like if I had met a young white friend that I had gone to school with and asked him what he was doing for a living and he was unemployed, he would have, you know, either tried to lie about it or, I'm between jobs right now. You know, he would have been ashamed of it.
Uh-huh.
And
so you think he had an entitlement mentality, if you will.
Yeah. Not an entitlement mentality so much as he felt like, you know, he could get away by selling drugs.
Well, he felt like he was in well, did he tell you he was selling drugs?
He wasn't working. That's all.
Well, that doesn't mean that he's selling drugs. That could mean he's collecting welfare.
It's just a conclusion I jumped to.
Okay. Well, stop jumping to conclusions. Makes you look like an asshole.
I'm telling you that I think that in the black community, among young black males, there's a certain thing about it being uncool to have a job.
Well, okay. Maybe someone who's black could call in and tell us what they think.
Maybe they could.
1-800-259-9231, because I just have this funny feeling you don't spend a lot of time in the black community, man, and neither do I, so I don't presume to speak for them.
I've spent plenty of time in the black community.
Have you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you've gone to black churches and hung out with a bunch of black people.
I don't know
in your life.
Every black person on the planet. I can tell you my roommate is black.
Right.
He's just moved out, so he's not really my roommate.
And does he have a job?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's sort of a job. He's a mortgage broker. You know, like
a mortgage broker.
50-50 job.
Oh, come on. He's getting paid. He's collecting a paycheck.
Yes,
he's working for somebody.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, let's get back to the statistics here. Because again, we neither of us are black, so it's all hypothetical at
right.
this point. But if you are black, 1-800-259-9231, I would love to hear from you. Marijuana law enforcement, racially biased. Blacks aren't the only ones paying a disproportionate price, the study found. 1 out of 4 marijuana possession arrests involves people under the age of 18, and nearly 3/4 of all pot arrests are for people under the age of 30. As the report noted, marijuana users who are white, over 30 years old, and or female are disproportionately unaffected by marijuana possession arrests.
Wow.
We see some interesting patterns, said the executive director of Normal, Alan St. Pierre. Although our figures only go through 2002, we see that the massive increase in marijuana arrests in New York City has been reversed. The number decreased from 58,000 in 2001 to only 9,000 the following year. This resulted in a combination of Mayor Bloomberg staff getting rid of Operation Condor and, of course, from 911. The priorities are different now, as they should be. We just need to end this crazy war on drugs. Statistics recently showed that 1 out of every 10 New Hampshire residents smoked marijuana. You really want to lock up 1 in 10 people in this country? That's crazy.
It is crazy.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with another Car Clinic Minute. A Ragtop Day is my favorite road trip tune. But before you put your convertible top down, you should know how to keep it up. When I come back, I'll give you the buzz. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Roger Maharis did it on Route 66, and Jimmy Buffett perfected it on A1A. I'm talking about cruising with the top down, the perfect summer sport. For a major league convertible top, bathe it with car wash, never detergent. Use a soft cloth or sponge, except for plastic rear windows. They're so pliable that even a sponge will scratch. And save your elbow grease for your car. Waxing vinyl will dry it out. Instead, use a vinyl protectant. Now you're ready for championship cruising. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's a Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind. Again, don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com with the bulletin board system there. Thousands of posts, hundreds of people interacting. It's all free.
Many, many thousands of posts.
Over 10,000, as a matter of fact.
I am 12 posts away from 10,000 myself.
Did you re-up your post count? Because I knocked you down the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You're down to 85 or whatever.
Oh, you suck so bad.
What, did you just fake the number?
Yeah, he was faking everybody out.
Yeah, one night I was bored and I set my post count to like 9,937.
Well, the good thing about it is that didn't affect the total post for the board.
No, it's just a number that it pulls out of.
Right. The board really does have over 10,000 posts. 9,000 of them weren't Scott.
No.
Anyway. That'd be really boring.
Yeah. Well, we do have some
people. It'd be a blog, wouldn't it?
There are people who do have over 1,000 posts.
We do have some people who apparently spend their entire life on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, which,
hey, God bless them.
Somebody's got to do it.
Those are our P1 listeners.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about marijuana prohibition, the normal National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws has done some serious research on statistics as far as marijuana smoking and who gets busted for it and what states. And we're talking about it here. We'll continue here from this article. Our figures only go through 2002. The other significant difference is that in our last report 4 years ago, we saw a huge number of arrests and racial disparity in the Rust Belt, extending from Albany and Schenectady over to Cleveland. I wonder why they call that the Rust Belt.
Because it used to be the Steel Belt,
yeah.
where you know, all of America's production occurred,
uh-huh.
And now there's migration away from there, less production's occurring there,
so
jobs are going elsewhere.
Well, this time that macro pattern has shifted to the upper Midwest, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and the racial disparities are so much higher than elsewhere in the U.S. In places like South Dakota, you see blacks or Indians getting arrested at a ratio of 9-1.
Holy crap.
Over whites. Guess what? You got some good old boy police officers that don't like them brown people up there.
Yes, that's exactly what's going
on. That's
those kind of numbers.
And these laws just give them an excuse to harass the people they don't like. That's all it is. Even some of these people who are arrested probably never even smoke marijuana. They're probably just guilty
of
being...
of that all the time.
Yeah, they're probably just guilty of being black or Indian, and so therefore the racist white cops are planting...
Guilty of being black
the marijuana.
Being
yeah. On the other hand, Montana has the lowest per capita marijuana arrest rate in the country. Probably the safest place in the country to be a marijuana user is the college towns of Montana. Based on numbers...
Not Oregon?
No. Based on numbers...
Montana has college towns?
Probably two.
I didn't even know that.
Based on numbers from 2002, the latest year for which complete data was available, the study found that taxpayers shelled out an average of $10,400 for each pot smoker plucked off the streets by police.
That's crazy. Crazy number.
$10,400 for each pot smoker that they have arrested off the streets?
I don't want to pay that money.
Do you feel safer? I mean, even if you didn't like marijuana, even if you thought marijuana was the devil's drug, would you really feel safer? I mean, by pulling these people off, and would you feel like it was a good deal for $10,000 per pot?
Well, you know all them crazy gun-toting violent marijuana smokers all over the place. I mean, potheads are mean. Sometimes, if you're not careful, they'll just sit there and look at you.
Yeah.
And then maybe look another direction.
Right. Of this more than $7 billion annual total, police costs total $3.7 billion, court costs $853 million, and prison costs $3.1
billion.
In the nation's two most populous states, California and New York, taxpayers are faced with an annual marijuana enforcement bill of more than $1 billion. And I'm guessing that means just by the state governments. Not surprisingly, California and New York lead the nation in marijuana arrests, with more than 60,000 in the Golden State in 2002 and 57,000 in the Empire State. That's just reason enough not to move to New York. They call themselves the Empire State. Like, we're the Empire. Don't come here, or you'll get arrested. I don't want to drive through New York. It scares me.
Why? Like, why New York?
Like, just... From some of the things I've heard, just the traffic laws there are just crazy. I've been to New Jersey, and that's bad enough. But New York, ugh. The other hand, Montana, let's see, not surprisingly. Now, when the numbers are crunched to arrive at per capita marijuana arrest rates, the hotbeds for marijuana law enforcement are all conservative heartland states. The state where one's most likely to get popped for pot is Nebraska, with 458 arrests per 100,000 citizens. And then they go off on the other states, Louisiana, Wyoming, Kentucky, and Illinois. The national average was 239 per 100,000. What all those arrests have accomplished is difficult to determine, the study found.
Spent a lot of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, while marijuana arrests have increased dramatically in the past decade, rising from 287,000 in 1991 to 755,000 in 2003. Almost a million. Of our people in this country.
So it's tripled in 3 years?
Yeah. No. That's a decade. That's not over a decade. 1991 to 2000.
Oh, sorry. I thought I said 2001.
That's almost a million of our friends and family members who have been arrested and harassed by police for smoking marijuana. Is this really what you want your police doing? I want to hear from somebody. Please. Somebody who supports this war on drugs. I always call out for this, don't I? 1-800-259-9231. Who in their right mind would possibly, again, with... New Hampshire being the number one pot state in the union.
Is that so?
According to a recent study, 1 out of every 10 people in New Hampshire admits to smoking marijuana.
What's the lowest?
I don't have that in front of me. But 1 out of every 10 admitting it. That means there's more that actually do it, but they just won't admit it. I mean, if you come to me with if you come to me and I'm a pot smoker with a survey that's asking me questions about my usage, I'm just going to tell you I don't smoke. Why would I want to reveal to anybody that I smoke marijuana? It's a crime, right?
See, and I would just say that I do. And just make things up, and I've never smoked marijuana in my life.
I think that's a little unusual.
That's probably a little unusual, but you've got to account there are probably some people who are doing that,
sure.
too.
Well, the increased arrest rates have not been associated with a reduction in marijuana use, reduced marijuana availability, a reduction in the number of new marijuana users, reduced treatment admissions, reduced emergency room mentions of marijuana, any reduction in marijuana potency, or any increases in the price of marijuana. The report is an indictment of current marijuana policies, said Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre. Public policies are measured by their ability to produce intended results. The stated goal of the criminal marijuana prohibition is to deter marijuana use and promote public health. As the data show, the current prohibition-oriented policy clearly does neither. Rather, the enforcement of state and local marijuana laws unnecessarily costs American taxpayers billions of dollars annually, disproportionately impacts the lives of young people and African Americans, and encourages approximately 1 million teenagers to become entrepreneurs in the criminal drug trade. That's right. I said 1 million.
Wow.
1 million teenage pot dealers? Based on data from the National Survey of Drug Use and Health, the report found that the nation's black market in drugs supports more than 4.6 million drug sellers. That's pretty staggering, huh?
It is.
That's a lot of people selling weed.
Yeah, how many insurance salesmen are there in the country?
There's not that many.
4.6 million drug sellers.
Wow.
Now, what does that translate to? If there's 4.6 million people selling drugs, how many people are using drugs?
More.
Well, a lot more.
Never mind. We'll talk about it after the break.
More coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you want. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwich. Literally anything goes. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can download our archives. We have the last 6 days worth of shows right there in convenient one-hour labeled format. And you can take them with you, put them on your MP3 player,
yeah,
burn them to disk. Play them on a computer.
Sign up for the podcast as well if you'd like. It's all free. It's all there at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. So if hearing these statistics about marijuana prohibition makes you angry, and that's a pet issue for you, you're someone who should look into the Free State Project.
Absolutely.
Because not only because New Hampshire apparently has the most pot smokers in the country, but because it's going to be the Free State. And we're going to end drug prohibition in New Hampshire, as far as I'm concerned.
The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 people that are activists for liberty to move to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And part of liberty is being able to smoke whatever you want to smoke.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like the way Manwich approached it, because the way you made it sound is like, join the Free State Project, smoke some crack.
No, that's not what I said. I said we're going to end drug prohibition.
I know. Just, you were kind of using it like as a selling point at first. You're just, you know, it sounded like, Are you a drug user? Why don't you come and join the Free State Project?
That's not what I said either. I said if this makes you angry...
Free needles for everyone!
I said if these statistics about marijuana prohibition make you angry, the whole spending $10,000 per arrest, $10,000 per marijuana person plucked off the streets, that's crazy.
Well, that's not the only crazy part, is that this whole drug war seems to be mostly a war on marijuana, but
it is.
At the same time, the black market that exists in drugs because of the drug war is what causes all the violence and crime. Most of the violence,
virtually
crime,
all of it.
Yeah, most of the violence and crime that we experience in the United States. There's still, of course, be domestic violence and things like that, but it's mostly people doing bad things in order to get money for drugs.
I bet you a lot of domestic violence probably comes from drug prohibition, in that the husband and wife, in theory, would be getting in a fight over who's going to smoke the last crack rock, because...
I don't think so.
You don't think that happens?
I think it's happened, but I don't think it happens very often.
Yeah. It's probably an alcohol thing, mostly.
Probably.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. The other statistic here, 1 million teenage pot dealers. 4.6 million drug sellers, estimated by this particular study.
Wow.
In this country of 290 million people. That's a significant percentage of the population that's selling drugs.
Almost 2%.
Yeah. And I guess they need to have this kind of a large distribution network, because you can't go and buy it in. I mean, how many drug sellers would there be if you could go down to your local Walgreens or discount store and buy them? I mean, what would that number drop to? You would consider Walgreens and the police and the Kmarts and stuff like that sellers.
It would drop dramatically.
Yeah. I mean, how many 7-Elevens could there be in the country? Right? A couple thousand?
It would drop to whatever the market demanded.
Yeah. Well, the market is demanding that there be 4.6 million of them at the moment. Of those, 23% were under the age of 18. Most of the teen sales are small-time, the study found, and most of the sellers were only occasional sellers. But some 27% sold pot more than 10 times in a year. But even if the sales are small-time and occasional, the consequence can be a serious felony marijuana distribution bust. While the report has been consciously crafted for use by local activists and state and local reporters, press response has been less than we had hoped for, said St. Pierre. This is a report that was researched, written, and published for local media outlets to use. We went even as far as producing state cheat sheets, so even the laziest producer or editor could easily access all this information. But the response so far has been profoundly disappointing. Our full release started last week when we sent it out to the chapters and like-minded organizations. Then over the weekend, we sent it out to all 100-plus Associated Press outlets. So far, we've had only 6 or 7 mentions. The Wall Street Journal and USA Today both turned down exclusives, which is a shame, because the report is really groomed to appeal to USA Today's McNews-like qualities. So, nobody's even paying attention. These statistics are out there about how much of an abject failure the drug war is. As though we didn't know. I mean, we already knew here on Free Talk Live, and that's why we're talking about it. But anybody who thinks about it for more than 10 minutes has got to come up with a conclusion that it's a failure and it needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no evidence that it has been successful at all, ever.
It's almost conspiratorial that these news organizations don't want to talk about it.
Better watch the conspiracy.
Well, I said almost conspiratorial. But really, what are they afraid of? Is there going to be some sort of backlash if they discuss ending the war on drugs? Are they worried that the National Drug Organization, the ONDCP, is not going to buy advertising from them anymore? Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably plays a role in it. I'd say that there's people are growing polarized in their consumption of news.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that some of these quote-unquote more liberal news sources would not want to pick up this source, because it would cause more people to run towards Fox News, because Fox News is never going to carry this.
Wait, why wouldn't the liberal news sources want to pick that up?
Because they wouldn't want to...
You say so-called, so you mean like ABC,
right,
and the other traditional ones?
Right.
They're not liberal necessarily, as they are pro-state.
Statist.
Pro-government.
Yes.
Which I guess, answers our question. They're so pro-government that they will not report on small government issues like this. It's left to Free Talk Live. We're the only people out here, probably the only people in talk radio land, talking about this.
Bearing the smoldering marijuana torch.
1-800-259-9231. That sounds like fun.
The Roach Clip of Justice.
1-800-259-9231. Take control. Moments remain for your call. We might have time for one or two more if you make them now. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The remaining moments of the program, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, and much, much more. Vote for the show. You can do it at freetalklive.com. Instructions are right there on the front and center of the website, so go check that out. Let's go to the phones, though, to Bear in Tennessee. We're talking about the war on drugs. Bear, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello.
Actually, I'm in Asheville, but I'm in North Carolina, but whatever.
Okay.
No big deal. But no.
Are you in the
heart
of Asheville, or are you out on the outskirts? Oh, you said Asheville, and our call screener thought you said Nashville.
No, Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah.
Well, now we know, Bear. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was listening to you earlier, and you're running some statistics out there, like the 765,000 people arrested last year.
Yeah.
And, well, like I was looking at some of the statistics the other night, and I saw that, like, you know, I was running through like deaths, you know, like people who had died from various different things, you know, like say pharmaceutical drugs, you know, like 45,000 people died last year from pharmaceutical related issues, like
usually improperly prescribed.
Yeah, or overdosing on pharmaceuticals or whatever.
Right.
You know, having an adverse reaction or whatever. Right. Well, like 17,000 people died last year from all drug-related deaths combined.
Overdoses.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know how many people died last year from NSAIDs, like aspirin and stuff like that?
Aspirin?
Yeah, 8,000 people died last year.
Really?
Complications from over-the-counter NSAIDs.
What are NSAIDs?
Right?
I don't know
NSAIDs
that word.
NSAIDs are like naproxen sodium and aspirin and Tylenol and and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like over-the-counter pain relievers. Not all of them, but I'm pretty sure that all those that I just named are.
Are these people who OD'd on purpose, or just they just had a conflict?
Well, no, those are listed in a different category. There was like 36,800 some odd that died last year from suicide.
But these are people who just had, for whatever reason, their body chemistry was out of whack, or it made an ulcer bleed,
or it interfered with their liver function or kidney function. And
so yeah, maybe we should just ban all drugs.
Yeah, totally. I mean, maybe
people are getting hurt.
Maybe we should just start really like having the death penalty for everything. You know, I mean, if you have an aspirin, you know.
That's right. We need to bring back barbers and leeches, and that's it. So,
yeah, right.
So, Bear, are you for the legalization of all drugs?
I am for, I would say I'm for the legalization of all drugs. I think it's ridiculous that we spend so much money every year. I mean, it's not just the amount of money that's spent on the people in jail. It's like how much money is actually spent on this bogus narcotics operation.
Sure, not only
these people who are actually in a lot of cases involved with obtaining these drugs from people they arrest and then reselling them on the street.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Ridiculous.
Not only is it bad that it costs a lot of money, it's also bad in the corruption aspect. Bear, we're out of time. Great call. Thank you for making it. 1-800-259-9231. The worst part, not only the money we're spending, but the fact that it encourages these cops to be dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, these cops are hurting people not only just by arresting them, but literally ruining their lives as a result of it.
It took me quite some time to come to the conclusion that Bear is clearly come to that all drugs should be legal, but it's the only one. I don't use drugs.
This has been Free Talk Live. We're going to come back tomorrow night from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time for the Saturday night edition, which is live. So join us then. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Scott Manwich.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired...